listening to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your hosts, Angel and Walter LeRae. Real talk, real people, sincere conversations. Let's get into the podcast. Welcome back, beautiful people. Oh my gosh, it's season three. I'm so happy. Welcome to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your host, Angel and Walter LeRae. I am the poet, Walter LeRae, and that is my dope co-host,
Angel.
Angel.
What up?
I had to say it three times. Man, don't come back like Candyman, though.
That depends on what somebody did to me.
So, Angel, I think I'm feeling my age, man.
Why you say that, big bro?
All right, so I was just in deep thought. You know how I am. I'm a thoughter.
Thought? Oh, a thought. Which one is?
No, ain't no thought, bro. I take a thought, though. I take a thought. So, man, like, you know, I'm not ashamed of my age. I'm 46, man. I have a daughter that's 26. When I was a young cat, I used to love dating older women. Now, you know, because, you know, you and I are very close. You know, dudes were, when we were younger, the dudes were our age were dating younger girls.
Oh, yeah.
I was dating, you know, older women. You know, I always thought, you know, before cougaring was a thing, let's go cougaring. Before that was a thing, I was already into it, right? But right. Now that I'm that... I'm not old, you know what I mean? I'm old. I'm a grown man, you know what I'm saying? I'm older now.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I just don't, you know, I don't want to go, you know, cougaring my age now. It's a different thing because now, you know, I'm 46. So if they're 20 years older than me, that's AARP time, right? Right. So it changes now. So it's not like I'm like older women, but when I look at women that are 20 years younger than I am, that's in my daughter's range. And I feel old and perverted. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, and I'm not, you know, look, when we can't help what's good looking to us. So you see good looking things, good looking women and so forth, but I actually felt old when I mentioned a comment on Instagram. I was like, you know, I love Sade music. And a young lady said she sings too slow for me. And I was offended.
Really?
I'm like, oh, so you probably think Barney is a mumble rap.
Dude, first of all, I'm not taking musical advice from anybody that think Young Thug is an artist, so excuse me.
But she said that Sade sings too slow for her. And I felt like I was offended.
Well, dude, listen, man, we're in different times. You have to understand that, you know, beyond the age difference, like, it's just a difference of era. You know what I mean? Like, we grew up in like one of the best times, you know, the 80s mixed with a little bit of 90s. And we had the best R&B, you know what I mean? So we have to keep in mind, like, these kids, anything in the 2000s, especially the late 2000s, is a different mindset, you know what I mean? Because R&B has even changed. Like, now R&B has the same cadence as, you know, trap music. So it's not really R&B anymore. And all they talk about now is straight screwing and popping bottles.
Yeah, yeah, like, wow. Yeah. Yeah. And but we're used to this one, right?
See, that's what I'm saying. See, you put that on for a young buck. Nah, they ain't feeling that. See, they not feeling that, dude. Now, you know, yeah,
oh,
see,
I almost had a moment over here. Yeah, I was up here doing the old man dance. See,
like, you know, 20 years ago, that would have been, you know, 20 pregnancies right there. You know, just that little riff of music.
Man, come on.
You know, we had to love making music. We had the, just R&B was different, dude. Like the Quiet Storm, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's how we went to sleep off the Quiet Storm. You know what I mean? But I like, sometimes, man, it's like, I know I sound older as I continue to like comment on the music of this time.
And you better own that, you know, older stuff, own that maturity, hey, sir. Own, man, it.
As much things that I've accomplished and been through in my life, can nobody make me feel ashamed about.
Yeah, you can have some of these gray hairs I have here. Take them all. But man, nah, like, I'm not dying my I'm not dying my mustache, dude. Like,
you gotta do that Coco band number.
That Coco band, baby.
You're not gonna do Mike Lowry.
I ain't gonna put that Mike Lowry on you, man. But I get it, though, Angel. It makes you, you know, but me though. I mean, I'm married now, so all I can do is look. It's always window shopping for me. You know, I'm like a broke brother that ain't got no money. That's what a married man is. You just, you're a career broke man. You can have all the money in the world, but if you marry, you broke.
Yeah, but.
But hey, I mean, the bills are paid though, right?
Youngsters, yeah, but they're raised under the mindset of savage and ratchet. So it's like, I'm good in my savage, age bracket.
Savage and ratchet. Yeah, but
you know, that's the mindset. Savage and ratchet. But you get
what I'm saying. I'm being honest with you. I'm sharing my I'm stretched out on the couch. I'm sharing my emotions with you. You my therapist, big baby brother. So, but I didn't feel. Look, dude, I don't have to take enhancements to do what I do because I keep it moving. Right. You know, and I truly believe that, and you believe that as well. You know, eat right, drink plenty of water. You know what I mean? You know, especially eating fruits and vegetables is very important for our body. Oh, yeah. Our health is truly our wealth.
That roughage.
Yeah, you got to get that roughage as well because you got to get that fiber. Fiber. Yeah. So, but what I was saying.
I'm not talking about Makai.
Right? Makai Fiber. Shut up. Right, Angel always got them digs.
That's my boy. He know you, my boy.
What's yeah, no, nah, I got love for Makai Pfeiffer, but check game though, bro. You know, and I think, like I said before, you know, mentally, because I have a daughter that is 26. You know, mm-hmm. when I see young women, I don't really look at them like that. I was like, you know, so before the quarantine, I remember I went somewhere. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I'm married so long, so I really don't pick up when women flirting with me. But then when being in the quarantine, and then all of a sudden you see something and you thought, I think that young lady was flirting with me.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I was like, you know, she was this and that. But like I said before, I treat them like I treat my daughter. Yeah, it's good, sweetheart. Thank you. You know, and I'm always respectful to women, no matter what, how old they are. But I think the young lady was flirting with me and I didn't pick up on it. I'm like, whatever, man. Because, you know, when you're married, women flirt with you anyway. I don't know what it is about being married, but women flirt with you. I flirt. I tell women that you're beautiful all the time. My wife flirts with me and it's like honey and sugar pie, but it's nothing to the nature of being disrespectful, you know, to the marriage and so forth. But at the end of the day, I didn't really feel like I was a old man. I felt like I have nothing in because I have nothing in common with you. Like I would not have anything in common with you because see, you can't say that, oh, cause she's younger, you know, well, your daughter is 26. So, you know, why would you, but that's my daughter. She's 26. But
right.
You know, if I wasn't married, if you were not in a relationship, would you date a younger woman? I'm asking that question to you. Yeah, I'm asking you that question.
Nah, I don't think I could.
Get that Hugh Hefner on, man?
Well, when you say younger, like if she's like a couple of years younger than me, you know, then that's, you know, as long as she's in that same age bracket, I'm fine. But like if you're talking about, you know, in the 20s.
Yeah, in the 20s. That's talking about the 20s. Because I still look at them as babies, though.
Now, I can't do it, man, for several reasons. But, you know, I too have always been, you know, the person that dated older women, older than me, you know, when I was younger. I was in what? I had a girlfriend in college when I was like
freshman. When you was a freshman in high school, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's just like I've never been really attracted to, you know, women that were younger than me. And I had a lot of flack for that because a lot of girls is like, you know.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I had to hear those girls' mouths and
what?
Your brother thinks you're too good. I'm like, he is too good.
Listen, man. Look, it's okay to have a preference in life. I think that's what we have to understand, mm-hmm. is that it's okay to have a preference. It's not, it doesn't mean that I'm discriminating or trying to be, you know, as long as I'm not measuring you against that preference, it's not harmful. So it's okay to have a preference. Some people like tall, some people like short.
I've dated tall women. You know, I've dated a short woman. I'm looking for my first midget though.
Yeah. You know, so it's nothing wrong with having a preference. Now, when you hold that preference against someone and measure their life and their value against that preference, that's when it becomes something cynical and it's not cool. But
I meant to say little person.
Oh yeah, good job. Way to stay PC on that. Nah, I can't date a 20-year-old dude. Nah, but for the, like, listen, man, I can't deal with that mindset of ratchet and savage because I can't.
You know, I mean, because like it'll be no.
I don't care how cute you think she looks. I don't care how, you know, because and then the main thing you're looking at, if you're looking at someone in that age group. And let's be honest, and I'm not saying that they're without intelligence, but at first glance, the first thing you're looking at is looks, and looks fade, you know, after you get over the infatuation of the looks, like what conversation is there going to be?
Yeah. Cause I think I'm in a different level of sexiness as you know, in my maturity.
That's it. That's, you know, it. Like, I'm, sexy to me is not wearing less clothes. Sexy to me is not showing your body.
I don't
sexy like that. To me is not twerking. That's not, like, I'm stimulated through intellectual contact. I'm stimulated through emotional contact. Like, that's how you get my attention. Like, if we have that type of connection and that vibe, that's what turns me on.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get the whole idea of body shame, especially a woman who's giving birth. I think that's beautiful. Man, you know, don't ever be ashamed of your body. Don't ever, you know, like even after the birth, like, you know, like a woman that has given birth, man, I don't believe in the whole body shame and nonsense. Like, you mm-hmm. know, you trying to look a certain way, these people having surgeries, mm-hmm. or I see these videos of these women wearing these corsets trying to shape their bodies a certain way. Like, don't.
Well, just somebody after that said torture. It best. I think it was. Who was I listening to? Chocolate Wasted Podcast. Shout out to the Chocolate Wasted Podcast. I believe they're talking about women looking like ant bodies. You know, and I was like, yo, I never really thought that.
Right.
That made sense.
Bottom heavy.
Yeah, like ant bodies, like the human body was not meant for that, man. I like, you know, and quite frankly, I like thick women. I'm a country boy. I like thick women. I love a thick woman.
Hey, listen,
I love it. And if she just cooking, you know, BBWs or you thick, or, you know, I've dated all types of women, man. So it's all good with me. I dated a woman who was 6'5", and yeah, I was climbing that tree. It was all good, baby. I was climbing that tree. She knew. Yeah, we were moving furniture, man. Yeah, yo, then she told me she was going to pick me up. I was like, girl, you better wait. hold up, girl, hold up.
This just went somewhere real fast, boy.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't even hug and kiss and caress you. You know what I'm going to do, guy. It's all good. But, I mean, we got to appreciate the beauty of a woman and stop putting these women, you know, in these magazines and, like, oh, trying to measure you up to this and measure you up to that. That's why, like, yo, these Instagram models or these people, like,
man, that's the weirdest.
You know, I even see them in their little yoga pants and they doing their stretches. They doing this. Dude. I'm like, soon as she's done with this post, she's gonna eat a pizza. Now that's when you sexy to me, girl. Nah, hey, you got extra sauce on that pizza. Listen,
hey, if you don't,
man, I hate a dry pizza, baby. You can't.
That's a crime. That's a crime.
Who ordered this cracker?
I'm a different type of vibe, dude. You know, I'm stingy, dude. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not a controlling person, never will be, because I don't have that type of energy to give a situation. But in the same reference, I don't want something that everybody has access to.
Right.
Like, I'm not like that. Like, so when you talk about these younger, you know, mindsets and the IG models, you know, wave, and, you know, it's like everything is on social media. Like there's nothing that's are organic anymore. You know, everything is kind of fabricated to give this image on social media. And I'm not like that. Like, I don't, you know, I get a lot of, you know, inbox messages like, hey, can I get a picture of this or that? Like, why you hide yourself? Are you ashamed? Like, first of all, I ain't ashamed of anything.
Right, so you're my brother, straight. You know, the looks don't go too far.
Like,
baby, come on now.
Look,
because I'm the chocolate hideous. King, baby. I know I'm sexy.
I don't look like a hunchback of Notre Dame. I'm not, you know, but it's just like, I'm not self-centered that way where I have to put my image everywhere or expose every aspect of my life. Like this, I'm just not in that vibe. And, you know, for the people who know me, respect it. And for those who don't know, you're not around to respect it because you're not in my circle. So,
yeah, I mean, the point, you take dude, it how you want it. I tell you like that, you just that real dude. I mean, you just don't want to be plastered everywhere. It doesn't matter. Your anonymity is probably sexy as hell to your woman. You know what I mean? It's probably sexy but to people the thing. Who respect that.
That's the thing. I practice what I preach. I don't want her feeling like she has to share everything about me with everyone else when there's nothing that's reserved for her to be, you know, exclusive. You know what I mean? So how do I have that mindset of I don't want to share everything with the world, and I don't want everyone having access to something that I should hold near and dear, but then I don't turn around and uphold that same value. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, let's go Let's go here, baby brother. The quarantine has proven that people don't really like to be in the same places with people that they booed up with. That's proof right there. So all of these social media posts of I'm so happy is really not I'm so happy. They probably got to read the captions on my help me, please.
Well,
that's why people have to get out of the house, man.
Well, I wonder how many side dudes and side chicks blew some things up during the quarantine because
the stick men and the side chicks, the game has changed, brother. The game has changed. The quarantine put everybody on notice, man. You know what I mean? That's why domestic violence went up because you in the house with that same joker. Yeah, I do. I really do. And it's not joking about it, but it's the fact that people look, man, it's easy. Like, hey, let's go back to before the quarantine, right? Before coronavirus.
Yeah. Right.
It is proven that people are going hit and miss. They, you know, you're only spending so much time at home, then you spend more time at work than you actually spend at home. So you basically really have a night and an evening and a night in a relationship of a weekend relationship with the people in your own family. But if you're forced to be at home with your family and seeing the same person all the time, there's no variety. We are people who like variety. It's not about a cheating thing. It's about a spice of life. But I'm cool with mine. Yeah. So I'm able to just be in the same house and just, you know, and really get to know that person because my mind is not, I got to get to my side chicks. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And you notice I said side chicks because I want y'all to understand when there's one side chick, there's another side chick. You go ahead. Like, there's like so many.
He's just going to be faithful to one.
Yeah, I'm just faithful. Hey, I'm just cheating on cheating, I'm cheating on her you, with you.
All right.
And there ain't no more. I ain't cheating on you with her.
Sure.
Hey, man, whatever makes them sleep at night, listen, brother.
And if you believe that one, I got an invisible leprechaun I can sell you right now for half off.
Y'all hear the ting ting? Yeah. That's the gold coins.
Ting. If you believe that one, bro.
I mean, but look, that's what I'm saying, brother. It's the variety of life, and it's living with the people who that you get down with, and some people don't. But at the same time, you know, it shows you what type of person that you are as well, and that's the difference between you and I against somebody else out there.
Yeah, and you know, far be it for me to comment on anybody's relationship because we've all had relationships we had to evolve from and grow from. But at the same time, through that growth and that evolution, man, I don't understand being around someone I can't stand to be around with, be around for an extended period of time. Like, I don't understand that.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it either.
I can't fathom, like, dude, like, this is a person that you're supposed to be sharing your life with, your household with. And if you can't be around that person for more than an extended period of time, then I don't even understand the marriage to begin with or the relationship.
Yeah, because if she's a nag or if you're a nag, oh, God.
Yeah, like, I don't want to look, man, I've been in a toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. I was in a toxic marriage. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I learned, dude, I would never be again in a position to be around someone who doesn't make me feel like I'm the best that I can be.
Right.
So if I have to be around someone that irritates me to that point, mm-hmm. where it becomes arguing, like, not even just physical violence, mm-hmm. just verbal, like, verbally abusive. Like, I have to get out. Like, that's not healthy. That's right. Not healthy.
Right. You know, but when imagine you in the quarantine. Friend, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say that again, sir.
Go ahead.
No.
When you're in the quarantine?
No.
I'm just saying, like, when you with your best friend, dude, it ain't, being at home ain't a punishment. It's a privilege.
Yeah. And imagine if you were dating a younger girl, a younger lady. She's 20 years old. Let's say 21. Mm-hmm. And you're in a quarantine with her. Now, I can have fun because I'm a sexual dynamo.
Wow. So modest.
But I mean, you know, after the sex, though, what do you have in common, man? Y'all going to watch Barney together? Like, seriously, yeah. What are y'all going to do? Dude,
what is with you and Barney?
I don't know. That's the only thing that comes to mind, dude. Could you imagine Barney as a mumble rapper?
You could throw Power Rangers in there.
Oh, there we go. Give me the pink Power Ranger because she was sexy.
Y'all could eat Pop Tarts and watch Power Rangers.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's wild.
Just saying, man. Like, that's, look, dude. I'm 46. I'm, like I said, I stand on it. This is it. I'm good. You know what I mean? I stay in fairly good shape, you know, with a gut. I'm in shape with a gut. How is that? That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Shape, nevertheless,
hey, that is a shape. A 2 liter bottle of shape, but it's a shape. 1 liter bottle, whatever. Okay, but here's the thing. I understand, like, from, if she's 30 years old and up, and when, if she's 30, that mental game has to be like on a whole different level with me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that mental game has to be sharp, like knives. I mean, you know, like, every time I, you know, because look, dude, at the end of the day, you got to understand that sex is one part of it. The mental game is so much more to it because, you know, everyday life has to occur. And how do we maintain outside of the bedroom? You know, how do we grow with one another, yeah, if we are not able to really truly communicate with one another? See, I can be a sex therapist like nobody's business, because sex therapy is not sex. The true therapy of it is what we do outside of the bedroom. See, the focus should never be, yeah, you have to, and that's what I was going with it, baby. It's about stimulation. And I'm a conversationalist, yeah, like you are a wordsmith as well. I hold conversations and I really want to talk about other things. Yo, man, I want to talk about everything, not just one thing. But I don't do gossip. Now, we can dabble in it, you know, and be like, yo, and have what if scenarios. But that cannot be the forefront of our conversation. You know, I want to know the intimate side of you. I want to know what makes you tick. I want to know, you know, because what it really is in my eye is we are each other's therapists. And that's why I say your friends, there's nothing like a best friend. And we mentioned this in the other episode. Mm-hmm. Your best friend would have told Kanye, yo, you wildin',
son.
Right? And would have pulled his car and be like, yo, man, yo, sit down, son. Like, yo, really? Like, just like you come to me, yo, hey, yo, you wildin'. Come here, let me holler at you. You know what I'm saying? So, but, and that's what I'm talking about when you have that true friendship in your partner, because, you know, she's throwing things on me. She's throwing mm-hmm. things at me. We're spitting game to one another and we're dissecting those things. And people are telling you where they're not happy and what makes them happy. But are you willing to listen to those things?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, and then you can be like, yo, what have you considered? Or maybe we should think about certain things of that nature. Because mm-hmm. this is what the quarantine has done. It's like, you know, can you really get down with the person who you really down with?
Yeah. And you know, we need to unpack that a little bit further about the conversational piece. Like, sex is more than just, you know, the whole physical thing that goes down in the bedroom. You know, it's about the simple way that you touch, the simple way you look at each other. Like, man, why would you not want to be with someone that is looking at you like you the best thing that walked the earth? You
Tell
know
them.
What I mean? Like, why not? Like, why? You know, like, I don't understand. Like, I, you know, I've worked at, you know, companies before that, like, had call centers and, you know, large, you know, corporate offices and whatnot. And mm-hmm. one thing I just couldn't understand, man, is why people will come to work and have such a morbid outlook on who they go home to. And they just speak on it in public. You know, you walk through the break room and you can just hear some of the most derogatory statements being made about their husbands or their, you know, their partners or whatever the case is. Mm. And, you know, part of me is like, what's your end game? Like, are you trying to gain sympathy? Or are you trying to blame something? Like, I don't understand, because the person that would sit there and dog their partner, mm-hmm. either you feel like that person is holding you back from something, or you're feeling like that person is taking something away from you. I don't know what the case is, because it always comes back to one simple question. If they're this bad, why are you with them?
Because I need some bills paid.
Well, then, even if that is the answer, it still goes back on you. Like,
yeah, so I don't get it, but I think it's,
so why
I think
are it's you
advertisement. I think you're yeah. advertising for your work husband, your work spouse. Yes. Are you or your side dude or a side chick? I don't complain, man. I you know, if I'm going to complain, I'm going to complain to the person who pissing me off.
But that's the thing.
Everybody else don't need to know.
If you're always mad mm-hmm. at your boo, then that's a boo hoo. Like, that doesn't make sense.
What?
If you always mad, dude, I like just irritated.
He said a boo hoo.
That's a boo hoo, dude. Like, why? Like, I don't understand. Like, why? Listen, man, I'm just a old fashioned romantic, a hopeless romantic, whatever you want to call it. But man, nothing to me, like, sexy is not in the clothes you wear. It's not about, you know, you keeping a certain figure over the years. Like, if I fall in love with your mental, then that is what's going to keep me engaged. But in addition to those things, it's when you look across the room and your lady's looking at you and she's kind of like looking at you, you know, checking you out. Mm. And then she see you looking at her and then she start blushing because you caught her looking at you. See, that's sexy. That's like, hey, you better stop.
Yeah, I know, because I got out the shower the other day. My wife was telling me, look, with your thick thighs and you bowling, I was like, girl, you better quit that.
You better say, hey.
Better quit that. But you look this is the problem with why I feel like this. And I feel guilty as well because, you know, we're trying to accomplish our goals. We're trying to get to a certain level in life where we feel like that we're what we need to do to make a certain type of money mm-hmm. to do the things that we want to do for our people. But yeah. never stop dating your spouse.
Man,
never stop dating your spouse. Always take time out for your loved one. And I'm saying this, I mean, you can have a date night inside the home. You know, I am the king of running bubble baths.
Boy.
You know what I mean? Candles, bubble bath, incense, and Walter LeRae. Hey, that's a book of mine, but still, woo, I wrote it because I live it. Want to do it?
I knew it was coming.
But you got to date your spouse, man. You have to. Look, no, man, I told you the simplest things, man. Like, we always talk about it. See, my Netflix and chill, man, it's like, you know, just let's be bums, man. Let me put your feet on my lap. Either your feet on my lap or your head on my lap. I'm rubbing your feet. I'm rubbing your temples. I'm doing what I need to do,
man,
to serve you and satisfy you, because I know what you're doing for me. And that's why I say everything sexual is not sexual, but it's the intimacy that we're having with one another. And conversations is an intimate thing within a person, because it's, you're actually inviting that person to have converse with you and dialogue with you. So it's nothing more intimate than that. But the physical part about being in a relationship is, yo, man, we are stressful. We take on so much stress. And if you're learning to depress and de-stress your spouse, you are making them a better person. And the act of you doing that makes you a better person as well. So,
yeah, that's true.
You know, I mentioned the age difference. Yeah. That's the only way that gap, in my opinion, can be like closed if they understand that level of maturity. But
right, because it's a different, like, it's all about the bag. It's all about being savage or ratchet. And, you know, a lot of this new generation, they equate love to material standards, like what you have and what you can give, versus, you know, like you don't get it. Like, you think power couple is about us making money together and reaching a certain status of wealth. All of that's good, dude. But let me tell you something. If you don't really have that foundation of friendship, if y'all don't have each other's back, the only thing that money and wealth and that status is going to do is expose what's already there. Because once you start to have choices and options to access those choices, you're going to move differently. And when you start moving differently, the relationship is going to get exposed to what it is, or what if for what it's not, rather. And here's a message to a lot of guys out there, maybe some ladies. Like, bringing someone to an orgasm is great, but you want to know what's more powerful and just more important is when someone that you love is being loved by you can fall asleep in your arms and have this serenity, this peace, without worrying about the phone going off, without worrying about keeping secrets, without worrying about any type of interruption or danger. When you can see a person in total serenity in your presence, that is more powerful. I'm just saying.
Hey, and that's perfect. I mean, that's it. You know, because when you said the sexiest thing that a woman can do, I was like, what, pay rent? I'm like, yo, you a keeper.
No, see, man. You know how I feel about that, because that's implying that the man only should pay rent. Like, come on.
No, man. My wife, we kick it down together, man. That's one thing that it's
chauvinistic.
You know, I my queen, dude, I got so much love for her. It's just ridiculous. But at the end of the day, we don't fight over money. You know, if I have it, I have it. If I don't, I don't. If she don't, I don't trip. We don't trip on that, man, because we're here for each other. And that's when, you know, everything, she can have it all. You know, she can have it. You know, and if for some odd reason it never worked out or it didn't work out, you know, mm-hmm. I would not hold anything from her, because I know what type of woman she is. And when you have a woman who has a good heart, I mean, you got to cherish those things, because it's a lot of women who don't. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of men who don't have good intentions. You know,
thank
so
you for breaking that down.
Yeah.
It's not a gender specific.
No, it's
thing.
Not. Like, no, it's, because it's some stupid idiots out here, man. and
yeah,
both they're really not men. Alike. They may be of the male species, but they're not men, because a real man takes care of his responsibilities. He holds his family down and without holding them back, vice versa for the female as well, the woman. So, and that's why I say I don't body shame, because, you know, we talking about fat, we talking about this, we talking about that, but what people may consider dime pieces, something like, yo, it's, you know, you have to be really careful about all things that are shiny, or all things that glitter is not gold.
Right.
You know,
speaking of that, you know, there was a controversial debate going around behind Lizzo, and a lot of people were saying, you know, if Lizzo was, you know, 100 pounds and thin, nobody would complain about some of the things she does. And I'm here to tell you, that's not true. It's, listen, dude, it's not about Lizzo being a plus size woman. And I really do hate that term. Because a woman is a woman. Like, why do you have to specify plus size as if that is a handicap in some sort of way? It doesn't matter what size and shape you are. Your beauty is who you, is in who you are. It's not someone's perfect picture of this image that, you know, everybody try to project in society. But, you know, I say this to say this is that it wasn't about, you know, the reference of her size. It's just that she's a very talented artist. I mean, she can sing, she can write, and she can play so many musical instruments. So forgive me if when I tune in to Lizzo, I don't want to see her half naked and twerking. I want to see her art. I want to see her artistry. I don't want to see her body. Like, that has nothing to do with her size. Me as a man, I'm not turned on by that, and I'm not looking for that because I'm good at home. So when I want to try to support you as an artist, I don't want to see all the shenanigans of you flashing your body everywhere or, you know, half new pictures everywhere. Like, I want to hear your art. I thought you was going to be one of those artists that bring back that old, you know, Lauryn Hill vibe. I thought you was going to be one of those artists that was going to, you know, grab that spot that has been vacated for so long. Like, I'm tired of hearing people praise Adele for borrowing something that she didn't create, but they trying to make it seem like she's the best that's ever done it.
No,
and I'm
not.
Like, yo.
Well, that's America's way. If the world tries to whitewash it and Adele can't hold a candle, man, let me tell y'all something. Adele is, she's cool. And I'm not going to shortchange her, but Jennifer Hudson will blow that broad out of the freaking water any freaking day. Jennifer Hudson is, and I love that girl, but my girl Jill Scott,
pipes.
Man, Jennifer Hudson got super pipes, man. But the vibe, Jill Scott, man, like, you know, I got levels of this love. Sade is my baby. But man, me and Jill go way back. Dude, I used to play Jill Scott damn near every day. Just vibing off of and understanding, you know, especially when I was in my writing phase, real hardcore, you know, understanding the female's point of view is very critical to mental thinking as well, because you want to understand where we're getting it wrong. You want to understand what I need to do to get it right. And at that time I was single when I was listening to Jill, and I was trying to figure out, cause I went through so much. And I started to figure out, it's like, in order to be a better man for any woman in this world, I have to be a better person for myself. You know, because I have to come correct. And a lot of us, we're trying to bring impartial or half good or a half service to the other part and saying, complete me. No, you got to be complete as well. You know, because you're asking someone to complete you. It's not, you don't complete me, but you compliment me.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's the point. But I agree with you 100%. Like, I'm disappointed in Lizzo because leave something for the imagination. You're a beautiful soul. You're a beautiful woman, exactly. Lizzo, and I love you. But I don't want to see you half naked, because if you were my woman, you couldn't do that. And you can you can say, oh, he's controlling. Yeah, because I'm shutting that down. Because that's supposed to be for me. That's supposed to be for me. And I'm shutting it down.
Because I ain't trying. Listen, you can try that reverse psychology. Oh, he's controlling. And if he's controlling you that way, then he's this way and that way. Look, man, shut all that down. If you respect me, you respect. And if you respect yourself, you'll respect me. And it has a lot to do with respect. Right, and that's what it comes down to. Don't give me that nonsense about a man trying to control you, about what you wear, how you dress, and this, that, and the fourth. I don't have the energy to do all of that.
Baby brother.
None of that.
Baby brother, I agree with you, but understand that you and I are men. If you want a real man, you better advertise for a real man, because if you want to get calm dumped and you want to get spank banked and bukkakeed, then if you keep advertising that's what's going to happen, because the smallness of a man's mind is as big as his penis, and his ego is humongous. So if you're gonna advertise that's what you're going to get, because you know we can hit and run like the best of them. But if you don't bring substance to the table, then you can't expect that man to bring anything to the table but what you're advertising for.
There you go.
I'm just saying. I mean, if you want a real man, it's not about a holdout.
Outside, dude, there is no excuse to be wearing the shorts with your actual ass cheeks hanging out. Like, that's just, no. Come on now.
No, she's better than that. She's better than that.
Way better. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's about,
she's a highly intelligent woman, but you can't. It's very difficult to speak to women when they have their mind made up on some dumb stuff. You know, you got your mind made up on this and you feel so hardcore about it. That's cool. But I don't rock with you and I love you. But somebody got to turn their back and be like, I can't fool with you until you get it correct. So if men are supposed to be 100 always, then why are the standards not the same for women?
Right. I mean,
I'm waiting.
I mean, that's it. That's it. Look, I don't have the time and the energy to try to control anybody, but there is an understanding. There's a level of respect that we're going to give each other. And that's it. Like, that's not a compromise. And if you feel like having to show that type of respect for me and yourself is an issue, then, hey, you're free to go and do whatever you want to do. Just you and I are not compatible. And that's where it comes down to. There's no need to demonize anybody because if my preference is, look, I don't want the world to have access to what I'm supposed to have dear to my heart. And like, dude, you can't walk around showing 85-90% of your body. And it's like, well, what about when you go to the beach, you wear a bikini? Yeah, but there's also bikinis that are designed to be tasteful. And it doesn't have to be a string. You know what I mean? So if that's your logic and that's your argument, again, you are a grown individual and you are free to do whatever it is that makes you happy. But if that's what makes you happy and it violates what I feel is respect, then we're just not compatible and let's keep it moving. The issue is that people want to take their preference and their stance and they want to try to change your mind to change where you stand on it. And it's like, no, I'm not going to change your mind. If you're comfortable with dressing that way, far be it for me to come in and tell you no, because that's not my place. But if I'm not comfortable with it, then we're not compatible. And that's where it goes. That's it.
Well, I mean, like I said before, man, like I've dated all types of women. I've dated what most men would call dime pieces. Yeah, whatever. I mean,
and all them dimes get worn down to a nickel at one point in time.
Couple of pennies if you ask me, but and I done dated some
superficial,
some straight up thick girls that was some, I'm like, are you fire? Yo, girl, who your mama?
Put that spam sandwich together.
Yeah, man. Yo,
I didn't even know it was spam.
She put that spam sandwich up. But like I said before, man, but the most beautiful woman in the world that I've entertaining in my life, you know what I mean, is the women who have their heart and their brain, their mental game. You know, I love your mental health. I love your heart. You know, I love those things because the beauty that was within you, yo, man, that's something special. You can't teach that with people. These people are real, they're zombies, man, like out of shell creatures who, you know, are living in vain. You know, because, like I said, vanity, we are in a kingdom of vanity. And that's why it's a look at me thing. But at the end of the day, man, the most humbling spirit and beautiful woman out there is a woman who is humble, who understands her goals and what she wants in life. And she doesn't make any excuses about it. And she's not going to compromise how she feel about certain things. You know, I love a strong woman. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong. A lot of women think.
Wait, whoa, slow down.
Go right ahead. Yes, sir.
Popular belief is that strong women are frowned upon.
No, I love a strong woman. That's why I don't understand this. You know, when some black women, not all black women are like, okay, well, most men who date outside of their race date white women because white women are docile. I never saw that. I never saw that. I've seen certain parts of what they're saying, but I've seen very submissive black women as well. But the point, what I'm trying to make, I see strong women. You know, a woman who's not going to compromise on her beliefs and her morals is a woman that you have to respect as well. But your mouth don't make you strong, ladies. I just want to tell you, just because you can bump them gums and you can spit that whatever you're spitting, that venom, that doesn't make you strong. That in fact makes you weak. You know, you are not really, you're trying to bow up at a person and tell a person about himself. Rightfully so, you may have the right to. But and also, what about femininity? You know, I love a woman who understands her own femininity. Because
it makes sense since you're attracted to females then.
Yeah, her femininity doesn't mean that she's a weak vessel.
No.
Her femininity knows that she knows when to be strong and when to let her guards down. But that comes with trust. And that trust comes with respect. So it's some dope black women, it's some dope white women, it's some dope Asian women, Puerto Rican women, Cuban. It's dope women. I don't classify you in colors, I classify you in your gender. But at that same time, I don't clump every one of you together, and that's why I don't allow women to clump all men together. You know, right. We're different for a reason, but we have to respect one another. And that's the beauty of who we are as people. So just my thoughts, bro.
Yeah, man. And those are some deep and dope thoughts. But, you know, I like what you said. Running your mouth doesn't make you strong. Having that attitude doesn't make you strong. Being loud and abrasive does not make you strong. That's not strong. That's not strength. And, you know, I've seen posts where I'm not built for no weak man. A real man got to know how to handle me. Handle you.
Handle you. You don't want me to handle you. Okay. I handle trash. Okay, I handle my money. You don't want me to handle you.
All right.
Nah, man, look, dude, I love a quick-witted woman, though. Oh, my gosh. You quick spit. I'm with that.
Yeah, but wit is intellect.
That's wit intellect.
That's intellect. That venom? That's like we can converse on the highest level back and forth and understand what that is. That mean, malicious, hateful, venomous, you know, I got to break everything with my tongue. That's not strength, dude. That's the biggest type of weakness, because those are the ones that's been hurt the most.
Oh, yeah.
And all that is acting out. You know what I mean? That's acting out.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is that I'm not going to feel ashamed for being attracted to feminine women, because I'm a male who loves women. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the feminine qualities are... I'm supposed to be attracted to those things. It does not mean I'm trying to domesticate you, belittle you. It does not mean I feel like you're weaker than me. Like that, I don't understand where these arguments come from. I really do not. I don't get it.
Let's have a little story time, folk. Now, Angel, you know this because you're my brother. Now, and I'm not going to throw any names out because I like to protect people's and, you know, because they probably have their life that they're living right now. But
good move.
Do you remember this young lady that I've dated back in the day? This was way before love in basketball. She was so tough in basketball. She was almost like a tomboy, but she was beautiful. You remember this was in East Texas, but she was beautiful, but she always had her hair up. She kept her hair, like, you know, braided back.
Yeah.
And she always was hardcore on the basketball court. She grew up with brothers as well. But let me tell you something, man. When she stepped off that court and into her normal life, there was nothing more beautiful than that woman. I got the opportunity to see her at her softest that no other man at that point in time was able to see. And that's the difference between her facade of what she was in her era, in the area that we were in the position that she was playing, When she was on a basketball court, she was a killer. When she was off the court and she was her femininity was in full display. And when she allowed me in, yo, that changed my world. You get what I'm saying? That's what women can do for men.
Yeah.
You know,
not by being
her hardness abrasive. Was for a reason. I mean, she was super fine. She was older than I was.
She was strong. She was a warrior.
She was a warrior, man. But when she stepped off of that court, dude, and you know, like I said, I'm not the kiss and tell, so I'm not gonna go off into details. But when she let me in and mm-hmm. I was able to see the softer side of her, never judge a book by its cover.
No.
Never judge a book by cuz this woman was true. Yeah,
and she didn't go around, you know, speaking ill either.
No. No, she went to the military. Strength. We lost contact. But I used to that yeah. Dude, I always think about like my life would be different had, you know, that's that older woman younger man syndrome cuz you know, she was a couple of years older than I was.
Right.
You know, so when she left and went to the military, you know, I lost contact with her. You know what I mean? But that was super dope. She was a dime before dime pieces.
Right.
You know what I mean? But she was also a very strong woman. And the facade that she carried, that shield that she had up, is because she was a baller. And she knew that she wanted to ball, and she knew she balled with the dudes. And she knew dudes were going to treat her a certain type of way. So she had a hardcore facade up, and that was real. And she was a warrior, like Angel said, but it was for a purpose. So I get
a dunked on her.
Oh, I dunked on her. No, she, you know, and she schooled me. She schooled me. You know what I mean? Cause she was dope. You know what I mean? But you know, I guess we can say we grew closer because I was not trying to get at her. You know what I'm saying? And so forth. But now I'm not talking about
the friendship was genuine.
Yeah, no, it was real genuine, man. It was based off of true conversation and so forth. Now I'm not an idiot. I knew she was fine, but I also knew that, you know, that it wasn't about that with her. But that's when things grow. When you allow things to grow and mature within this organic form, you know, nobody can stop that. The only thing that stopped the relationship was she was older in her life. She had already had plans ahead of me. And, you know, her goals, nobody was going to stop her from doing what she wanted to do. I think she went to the Navy. You know what I'm saying? Cool. And we lost contact. But, man, shout out to you, wherever you are. Because you were, that's what I call a lotus flower, man. She was beautiful. So, and that's what women that I feel like now today, you're still beautiful. You can be strong. You can be that person. You can have your shield up and you can let the right one in. So I understand and I respect women who have that, you know, I'm not going to put up with any man's mess. I get it. But once you realize that you're dealing with a real man and not a boy, then, you know, adjust. And act accordingly. You get what I'm saying?
Mic drop. He didn't
even hug and kiss and caress you. Yeah. You know what I want. You know. So with that said, Angel, give us your final thoughts. Because I think this has been a real good episode of just, you know, speaking on certain things, man. Like, you know, shout out to Barney in the mama room.
Oh, this dude at Barney. You can get some hate mail from Barney. It's the purple dizzle. But nah.
Wait, my final thoughts. Wait, hold on. Wait, y'all see Angel shot throw it the D again? It's the purple dizzle player. All right.
Purple dizzle. Purple haze, but nah. No, man, the final thoughts is this, man, is, you know, 2020 has came full speed ahead, whether people are ready for it or not. You know, the quarantine has affected life on so many levels, especially relationship, marriages, you know, and I hate the fact that domestic violence has, you know, increased. That's sad and unfortunate. But one thing, man, is a certain level of humbleness that has to be taken into accountability. Love the people that are here for you to love on. Like, a lot of times, man, that the side chick and the relationship things, the side dude and whatever, that comes from people always searching for something else, or always thinking grass is greener, or always thinking that something, you know, this next thing is going to be the next step that's going to be the completion. Like, no, dude, none of those things are going to complete you. It's just going to be another distraction. It's going to be another maze inside of a bigger maze. That's all it is. Respect each other, men and women both. Like, we have to end this unnecessary imaginary war that other people are profiting from men and women being against each other. And women, you know, this is the thing. It's like, I've never grown up around a weak woman, so I don't know what a weak woman is. I don't know what a weak woman is in reference to, I've never been around a woman that needed a man to save her constantly or to be the knight in shining armor. All the women that I grew up around were strong enough to do what they needed to do for themselves, but they weren't too strong to ask for help where they needed it the most. And that's what I understood. Like, it comes down to being a human, not female or male. Like, I'm strong as a man, but as a person, there's things in this life I'm going to need help with. If I can't lean on you for that help, then why are we together? That makes no sense. If I'm only defined by me not being vulnerable or never feeling emotion or never needing help, then that's a robot. That's not a man. That's a robot. If you're only defined by your physical appearance, by the way that you're shaped, the way that you look, that's a doll. That's not a woman. That's a toy, a plastic toy. We have to allow one another to grow. We have to allow one another to make mistakes, but more importantly, we have to allow one another to learn and take those mistakes and produce something better in life. We can't keep holding people to the same mistake that they've made years ago or to the same standard. And life is short, right? Life is short. So if you don't respect the person that you're with, if they don't make you happy, then maybe you got to have a different conversation. It's not for me to tell you what to do with your relationship. You're the one that has to deal with the fallout of whatever choice you make. It's no one's business to tell you what to do with your relationship. But I will tell you this, life is entirely too short to spend it with someone that you secretly despise. If the person you see when you get home doesn't make a bad day okay just by walking into that door, and hugging that person, kissing that person, then you're with the wrong person. If when you're away from home and you don't feel like, man, I miss my baby, I can't wait to hear my baby's voice. If getting a text from her or him annoys you, something's wrong, player. Like, something seriously is wrong. We have to treat each other with respect. We have to comfort each other when we need to. We have to be strong for each other. We have to be respectful. We have to be loving, kind. Dude, we are in this together. Life in itself is hard enough, so we may as well have fun and just go all out. Otherwise, what's the point? Look, man, it's not up to me to tell a woman how she should look. It's not up to me to tell a woman what standard she should measure herself up against. Just like women, it's not your point to tell me as a man the same thing. If I can't love you for who you are, whether that's 150 pounds or 120 pounds, that's ridiculous. That if anything that I do to make you feel ashamed of who you are, your body, your mind, your mental, then that's just not cool. But you know what? It also goes two ways. If you're mad at a man and the first thing you comment on is his penis, then that's the same thing as body shaming. You can't have it both ways. I said it. You heard it. We have to put aside these double standards. We have to put aside this hatred for each other. We have to put love first. And that's all it has to come back down to. Because as you can see, 2020 don't give a damn about anybody but itself. So it's been whooping everybody's ass. It don't matter. 2020 ain't even over yet. So he still got a couple uppercuts left. So what you gonna do now? What you gonna do now, Moses? I can't swim. What we gonna do? What we gonna do now? So, hey, we at the crossroads together. We gotta make some choices. We gotta end this year on a higher note. You know, whatever else coming, we gotta be prepared for it, and we gotta get through it together. If we can't, then man, solo dolo, deuces. That's all I can tell you. That's my final thoughts, big bro. You go ahead.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I appreciate your thoughts, man. Like I said, man, I love big girls. You know, I love all women. You know, I can't do nothing but window shop, but I just want y'all to know that y'all are loved. You know, and don't let anybody shame you for who you are, because love who you are, because it's you. It's you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I co-sign that one. Yeah. That was dope.
No doubt, man. Like, let's do that, man. Yo, I don't want no smoke with Barney. I'm just trying to tell you. But if you come over here with that smoke, Barney, I got something for you. I got Rowdy. I seek my dog Rowdy on you. Rowdy be like, yo, player, I've been wanting somebody to get this Joker for a long time. I'm like, Rowdy, really? You gonna play me like that? It's like that, man. It's all good, man. Hey, Angel, thank you for your final thoughts, sir. You know I love you, brother. I appreciate you. Shout out to my homie, Thummy.
What up, Thummy?
What up, Thummy? You big Thummy, you. Yo, shout out to all of the podcasters, man. I have a list of people, man. I get with y'all. Be on the lookout for Queen and the Poet. Angel and I are about to do other things, man. Hey, man, just understand, like my brother said, 2020 is not over, but neither are we. So
that's right.
It may have a few more uppercuts, but I got some sticking and some moving to do.
Oh, I got some. And hey, Roy Jones, hey, man, you my boy. I followed your career. I've always supported you, but bro, don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do it, bro.
Roy be talking. Roy talks smart, but then all of a sudden, Roy starts sounding like that dude in Harlem Nights. Somebody getting me. Somebody getting knocked the fuck out.
After what happened with Tarver, bro, you don't want a Tyson. Trust me, bro.
Yeah,
trust
man. Me. Hey. I love you, bro. We shall see.
But would a man cry because he ain't been able to knock a dude out in so long?
Yeah, man, I understand, bro. Man. I just want it, man. And sometimes I don't want to name because I know when he comes, it come. And when he comes, I'm happy.
It's ludicrous the way
you know, that kid I just want to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Just want to knock his lucky charm.
That dude said he was going to eat that dude's kids one day. I was like, this Negro is crazy. Hey, how about we give you two peaks in the pepper and we call it even? Make it on, dude. Huh?
Those were two of my favorite fighters, man. Two of the monks, my favorite, you know, Tyson and Roy Jones, you know. I know, yeah. Roy Jones got a lot of flack for the way he ended his career. Like, and that's, you know, people just don't, they're not satisfied with nothing.
Man, I don't
like
care
the dude.
About
he would, he, look at his career, man.
Roy Jones is still the truth, man. I still love Roy for who he is.
He was a beast in the ring, but yeah. Roy.
He said, not Tyson, though.
Nah, not Tyson, bro.
So you the friend is like, I'm going to tell you that you're tripping.
No, go find Trinidad somewhere.
Go fight.
Go get Trinidad back in the ring. Go fight Trinidad. Go get Oscar De La Hoya.
Oscar somewhere.
Like call her Oscar De La Hoya.
Hoya, yeah. Yeah, Oscar is somewhere in somebody high heels. He ain't worried about y'all. Yeah, I see it. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Quarantine, sucker. Like, show up at my door. Yeah, you big boy. Oscar and Barney show up. Really?
Dude.
Yeah, I'd be like Pootie Tang. You didn't come once, but you came many times.
Yeah, on the dripping tie. Sade.
Make it off of me, player. Yo, man, let me get off this mic, man. Hey, yo, we be back. I had, you know, we dropping every Wednesday. You know how we do it, man. We're just trying to get, you know, real talk, real people, sincere conversations. We want y'all to continue to ride on this journey with us, man. We love y'all. We appreciate everything that y'all do. Catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Cast, iHeartRadio. Catch us at MissTalksPodcast.com. We all over the place. You know how we are. Instagram, like us, follow us, share us, whatever we are, Facebook, Twitter, get at us and do what we do. But, you know, hey, enjoy and you know, conversate with us. And if we offended anyone, you're welcome. We appreciate you. Yeah, baby. Yo, this is Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your host, Angel and Walter LeRae. I am the poet, Walter LeRae, and that is my dope co-host,
Angel.
Yo, with that said, we're going to spread these two fingers apart. We're going to shake a deuce at you. Peace.
Peace.
Stop bumping that mic, Negro.
What'd you say?
Stop bumping that mic, Negro.
Oh, you heard that?
Peace.
All right. You weren't supposed to hear that.
I heard it. I'm going to do it to my eight. I'm Dr. E5. Dr. E5.
Yeah. Actually, that was James Brown.
No, that was Ike. Ike said, "I'm docking you $5."
He got it from James Brown.
He got the $5 from James Brown.
Dude, you didn't hear the stories about how strict James was. Like when he'd be playing, and if he hears somebody out of tune, he'd turn around, tell, "I'm docking you."
Like, oh, that's the first time he talk when people can hear him. I'm
dying. Oh, they heard that.
See that? Man, let me quick get off this mic. All right, man. Peace out, people. We love y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your hosts, Angel and Walter LeRae. If you would like to be a part of our show, or if you have any suggestions and topics that you would like us to speak on, please feel free to reach us at MissTalksPodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Instagram. Just search Miss Talks Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Let the journey begin.